It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the fields vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Our guy from Iowa, Kansas City Chiefs legend, Dinan Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Now we get the truth from Dinan. How are you on this playoff Tuesday, buddy?
I am absolutely phenomenal. I am, obviously you guys know I'm a big baseball guy, This is right down my alley to be able to celebrate a playoff run by our Royals and to get all the blue on and celebrate and be participating in these three games, and hopefully they can squeeze it out. I do have a problem with the MLB because although I do understand the wild card, obviously one of the greats, you guys have heard me say it, one of the great days of sports fandom in my life was that wild card game against the Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one game wild card and we won. When they went to three games, how the MLB decided not to give at least one game, a one home game to the other team, this baffles me. I mean, I understand they're playing three straight days, but to me, you make it all the way to the wild card / playoffs, postseason, whichever way you want to call it, and not be able to grant the fan base at least one game of that series at their home base just doesn't make sense to me. So I do have a gripe about that, but other than that, I'm amped up.
Well, but that's what it, like Major League Baseball, how were they supposed to do that, you know, with travel and all that kind of stuff? And in this day and age, Dana, where we condense everything into a nice little package, if you were to have a game in Baltimore today, then you'd have to have an off day tomorrow, then a game in Kansas City on whatever, then another off day, and then we're talking, you know, you're spilling into next week. They're trying to condense it. Which would you rather have as a player, the best of three on the road or a one-game playoff?
I actually like the one game,
okay.
But at the same time, I mean, to go against your argument, they do it in the NBA.
They usually do 2-3-2 or something like that. You know, it's never like a 1-1-1-1 until like you get towards the end, I think.
Yeah. I mean, but they did have series. I want to say several years ago, I think they changed it when Shaq and the Lakers got ousted early because they wanted to make sure big market teams had more opportunities. But I just think that if you go, especially in the game of baseball, I mean, basketball, 82 games, baseball, 162 games, you get to a point where if you're a wild card team, that means you probably did some damage towards the end of the season. You made some magic happen. You probably got your best fan base out there because things were on the line. And then to not grant them at least one game. I get the condensed factor.
Yeah.
But I just think that every team that is not packing up their bags and packing up their lockers should experience on their home turf at least one game in the postseason.
No, I agree with you on that. Like, you know, it's just weird, and I think that's having an impact too on a lot of fans going, wait, we don't get a home game in all of this? Like, what the hell? We got to win a series to get a home game when we won? Like, if you're going to have 162 games, which is another topic for another day, and then you're going to have the playoff series, and then everybody who gets in the playoffs, you just ran this marathon, you got in, you know, you placed and all that kind of stuff, and then there's no medal at the end, basically. I mean, you got to go then win more games to get yourself a home playoff game.
And then to stagger them for 3 o'clock games. Like, I mean, like we wanted to do a neighborhood watch party, and people were like, man, I got to work and stuff like that. So, I mean,
right.
This is all, you know, this is like the Chargers fans talking about the refs. So I don't want to sound like that guy. I don't want to be that guy that wants to complain up and down. I'm proud of the Royals. I'm happy as a baseball fan. I'm looking forward to supporting them these hopefully 2 games, maybe 3.
All right, what are we doing at wide receiver there, Danon?
We are praying. We are praying at the wide receiver position, not because there's not depth, but because there's just not – we haven't seen the playmaking ability, consistent playmaking ability of Rashee Rice, and who is somebody waiting in the wings to be able to assume that role. I know there's been some chatter. Mitch was on the air with Carrington yesterday talking about Nico Remigio, and I've been that guy. I've been the guy that's been on practice squad waiting for an opportunity to you know, for somebody to tap their right arm and me come out of the bullpen. Like, I've been that guy, so I understand that you can – you know, you can go from rags to riches or from the basement to the penthouse based on your role. But I'm just saddened by the Rashee Rice deal. And I want to give him credit for putting his body, his livelihood, his career on the line for a play that you know, was an errant throw. And you give credit to Patrick for trying to chase down and be a part of the tackle. But Rashee Rice, the way he hustled back, dislodged the ball. I still disagree with that whole the referees and their stance on how the Chargers got the ball on that possession, because Creed Humphrey came out of that pile with the ball. We were going back and forth on the broadcast about it, and I still don't understand. I get, you know, Wanye Morris touched the ball, but there were 3 other people that touching the ball as well. So that's a whole different story as far as the rules and the application of the rules. But from a wide receiver standpoint, I'm just saddened because Rashee Rice had such a phenomenal year last year. He had, you know, once the legal things were put on the back burner until next year, I was just hoping that he'd be able to capitalize on being able to exhale and just play football and not worry about that through this 2024 season. It's unfortunate, but heck, if we can win a Super Bowl after the drops that we experienced, the revolving door of receivers that we experienced last year, I believe we can definitely overcome this, but it's a huge blow.
Yeah, it was a huge blow, and they lost Pacheco too, and you mentioned Kareem Hunt was back. He looked like he was doing all right. You know, you could also go get a former Chiefs player and bring him to the team too. I mean, I'm sure Tyreek Hill would come back. Wouldn't you think so? I'm serious.
Well, the way they played last night, I'm sure he's probably hoping that somebody would trade for him. But, you know, that's the game of base. I mean, that's the game of football. That's where it is. It's next man up mentality, like no other sport. And guys, and I spoke about this during the broadcast, guys, where, you know, we live in a mindset of high school and college and the assumption that the second guy on a depth chart is significantly worse than the first guy. And that's just not the case. Like, it's just about opportunity at the NFL level. And so these receivers, yeah, we may not know much about Nico Remigio. We may have only seen a sample size on the preseason. He had an opportunity to make some big plays, and then he, you know, dropped a couple of passes, and we just think, okay, he's just relegated to practice squad, and that's as good as he's going to be. When in reality, there have been some great players that have come from practice squads that have been undrafted free agents and, heck, are in the Hall of Fame just based on opportunity. So I'm not going to sit here and think that, oh, we are going to be significantly worse at the wide receiver position because we have to go down the depth chart a significant level. I mean, Sky Moore, he had an opportunity on Sunday, and he didn't make the best of it, but I think that he can be a guy. He has to just believe in himself, and that's where it's pretty much between the ears, because you don't get drafted in his position. You don't obviously be on a team and be a part of multiple Super Bowls without having the ability. It's just really between your ears, and once you get out of your own way, then you become the viable player that Brett Veach and the scouting department thought he was in drafting him in that position. So to me, like, there are guys that are going to assume the role, whether you're Xavier Worthy or Juju, whomever, and it's going to be a magical season no matter what.
Do you think they need Danen to go out and make a move for a wide receiver, or do you think they have enough in-house where they don't have to go and, you know, make a huge trade to satisfy all of us that want to see a move?
Well, what I heard yesterday in regards to the draft capital that we have as far as positions for next year and the year after might open the door for us to roll the dice on a trade. I wouldn't have a problem with that. I don't think there's any problem ever with having depth. And depth, maybe trading for a guy that has had some mileage in the NFL where there's some dependability. The only concern that I have is how intricate and how complex this offense is and how Patrick Mahomes, heck, we're seeing it with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, but how Patrick Mahomes and having that relationship as a wide receiver, like, it stems from OTAs and when he flies guys down to Texas and going through training camp and going through the preseason for him to garner the trust first and foremost of a receiver, and then for those guys to be on the same page, take some time. So, like, we haven't really seen a guy that comes into this offense as a wide receiver on short period of time and is asked to play 50 plays at wide receiver or 40 plays at wide receiver and be in good continuity with Patrick Mahomes. That just hasn't happened. So that's the concern that I have, is that if we use up any kind of draft capital to get somebody, like, how quickly are those guys going to be able to get acclimated to the offense, to the verbiage, and how much are we going to have to dumb down the offense just to allow them to be comfortable with all the shifts and motions and audibles, et cetera. That's the concern for me. If we were in this situation and we're talking about trading for a wide receiver back in, you know, April, then I'll be like, oh, go for it. Let's use some of the draft capital and get more depth. Who knows? We could be one injury away from, you know, not having a viable wide receiver and core. So let's do it. But that's not the case.
When you look at this team that they play against this Monday night, the New Orleans Saints doing pretty well this year in the NFC South. I already played the Atlanta Falcons this past week or 2 weeks ago. What do you see with this New Orleans Saints team matching up against the Kansas City Chiefs team?
Well, it's funny because we just talked about Rashee Rice and you know, where we are as a wide receiving core in regards to being depleted, but they're a wounded team, a wounded mentally team, probably emotionally as well, losing two games the way they did against the Eagles and then this past week. Like, they're a team that has struggled to figure out how to win those close games. And one of the big attributes for us as Chiefs fans and what we've become accustomed to, even though there's probably a lot of heart attack medicine that's being taken on Sundays, that we know how to win close games and other teams don't. Perfect example is the Chargers. Brendan Staley would probably still be the head coach in LA/San Diego had he learned how to not go for it so many times on fourth down and win close games, specifically against us. So the Saints are kind of in the same boat right now, where they've found ways to lose close games, and that's got to be frustrating, and they got to wonder about the identity of their team coming into GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, especially on a Monday night. Now, Derek Carr has been here. Obviously, the Honey Badger has been here. Not many other players on that team have probably played at this, in this venue, with the stakes as high as they are, where they can go sub .500 and playing against the defending Super Bowl champs. It should be a fun night, though. I think they're a good team, but good teams still got to learn how to win close games.
All right, so can they win this game on the heels of their defense, the Chiefs, because they're playing outstanding defense, not just this year, but for the last 25 games or so?
Absolutely. I think we can look back at this team at the end of the season, just like we did last year, and say we had the best player in football, and we're talking about the opposite side of the ball. And that's really what it comes down to, is that we can be a team that, even with the best tight end to ever play the game, the best quarterback to play the game, that we can be, our identity can be shutting down teams from a defensive standpoint. And even with that firepower on offense, that's going to be cool. I think that's kind of a cool addendum to the story of a three-peat run is that, yeah, we'll look back in 20 years and say Patrick Mahomes was the greatest quarterback ever. But guess what? Two of his three in a row Super Bowls were orchestrated or you know, the defense was the one that came through in the clutch. It wasn't that he played badly. It was just that the defense really, really played good. And
after investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think that's a credit to Steve Spagnuolo. It's a credit to the complementary aspect of this team. Like, you want to have a team that's good in all three phases, not just dominant in one and then hopeful in the others. And that's what we got now.
All right, Danen. Well, we appreciate the time. Enjoy this game today at 3:38 Central Time. And we'll go for hopefully another week of talking baseball and football at the same time on a Tuesday morning.
Yes, let's do it. Go Royals. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.